President's Press Conference, 2nd of August, 1951.
Please be seated.
I'm glad to be back.
I had no hope, Mr. President, while you were gone.
I was just glad you kept the program going.
Yeah, we kept it going. Had to say it myself once or twice. I have no announcements to make. If you have questions, I'll answer. All right, Pete.
Last week, you said a boy on the next one, the RSV loan, the American Festival. What did you find out about?
I'm still looking, Pete. I'll answer when I get the information.
Do you favor a Senate investigation of that loan?
That's up to the Senate.
Mr. President, that was a month that's been advocating for alliance between Dixon Craft and all the Republicans for the presidential ticket in 52. Do you believe that any chance of success of that kind of strategy?
I have no comment on that. That's a little bit outside my sphere. That's between Munt and the Dixiecrats.
In view of your taking the price of the salary rise in the new bill, you do exactly all in power, you would have talked the whole way to
mind. Made that perfectly clear in the statement that you will find that that ground is fully covered. Speaks for itself. If you read it carefully, you wouldn't have to ask me a question like that, because it's answered. Just as quickly as I can get it done. No, I haven't, but there'll be plenty of them. Good Baptist preacher. Of course, when it comes to Western Republicans, I always have to be for the Democrats. I like the last word. They've never done that yet. Go ahead. I think General Eisenhower is doing a magnificent job in Europe, and I hope he continues to do that job, and I think he will. Yes. Why, you phony, so you won't have any trouble. He asked me if I had any comment on what Mr. Baruch said when he returned from Europe, which was that General Eisenhower was doing the most magnificent job since Peter the Hermit. And he asked me if he thought General Eisenhower would continue to do that job, and I said I thought he would, as long as it was necessary. I have no comment on that. Yes, go ahead. To go to San Francisco on the 4th of September to address the United Nations Japanese Peace Conference. I expect to fly.
President, may I understand that
we
might fly one day
from
back to Mexico?
That's possible, Tony. Yeah. I'm going out there for the purpose of opening the conference. I'm going out to open the conference. We have a delegation there that will be this time. It does at this particular time. I'm trying to find out facts, just as I do in every case.
You couldn't tell us
this. No, Tony, I'll answer the question when I know the facts.
Do you think of Senator Connally's position that the ECA shouldn't be active in the Far East?
I'm very sorry that Senator Connally took that position. No, I did not. No, I did not. This young man has been on his feet for a long time, Eddie. Let's give him a chance when I recognize you. A United States delegation at Geneva has instructions to discuss land reforms in those areas. Eddie, what is your question? Well, now, any of your guess is as good as mine. If you're referring to possibilities of 1962, I don't think those duties will interfere with that. The general's in that frame of mind. Beg pardon? No, you can't. Use it just like you do every other question. Well, Eddie asked me if he thought the Eisenhower's duties would be prolonged. And I said that I didn't think they would interfere with things that might happen in 1952 if General Eisenhower happened to be in that frame of mind. But I think General Eisenhower, under any conditions, would put duty to the country first. Well, Governor. No, I think one presidential election is enough.
Thank you, Mr.
President.